There's no question that the Mosaic trial that was initially reported by Dr. de Grammont, and certainly with now further follow-up, I think it's clear that FOLFOX chemotherapy certainly provides significant clinical benefit to patients with stage 3 disease in which FOLFOX oxaliplatin-based chemotherapy is approved. But I also believe, based on the Mosaic trial, that patients with stage 2 disease also benefit significantly from FOLFOX chemotherapy. I think at last year's ASCO meeting, Norm Walmark presented in a late-breaking abstract the results of the NSABP adjuvant study, which showed actually that a bolus 5-FU leucovorin oxaliplatin regimen, which they've called FLOX, also seems to confer significant clinical benefit. Now, of course, all we have is really three-year disease-free survival, but if one looks at the improvement in three-year disease-free survival with the bolus regimen versus the infusion regimen of FOLFOX, virtually identical. I think it's fair to say the toxicity profile is perhaps a bit greater with the FLOX, in particular GI toxicity. But especially for U.S. oncologists who perhaps are more used to giving a bolus regimen, I think it certainly is an alternative. So I think for good performance status patients with no comorbid illnesses or very few comorbid illnesses, certainly I think an oxaliplatin-based regimen is my first choice for adjuvant therapy. In patients who perhaps are older and who may have comorbid illnesses, and the feeling is that they might experience increased toxicity from oxaliplatin chemotherapy, then certainly fluoropyrimidine monotherapy quite reasonable. And I think now based on the results from the EXACT trial, certainly an oral fluoropyrimidine in the form of capecitabine is as effective, if anything, based on the EXACT trial. It actually looks to be more active and provide more clinical benefit than 5-FU leucovorin with a significantly improved safety profile.